What did she call that war? What do you call it?
I call it the Civil War.
What
now, she spoke of the, she spoke of just the war,
yeah.
The cruel war.
The Yankee War?
Well, she spoke of the Lincoln gunboats going up and down the river. She said the Lincoln gunboats came by the landing today. We can see the smoke of the Lincoln gunboats. And she woke up one morning and there were 10,000 troops on the levee. There were 32 gunboats and transports across the levee from her house. And they came in and found 27,000 bales of cotton hidden in the woods back about 4 or 5 miles east of their house. And they took all the slaves, all of the wagons, all of the mules that are from this old country. It took them a month to haul all that cotton out.
27,000
bales of cotton. Some of it belonged to the Confederate government, some of it belonged to the planters around here. And they also shot and killed her brother in the backyard of her house. And she saw that. He had slipped home on furlough. He was with the Bolivar troop, which was one of the two main Washington County units during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Company D, 28th Mississippi Imp Cavalry was one, and the Bolivar troop, which was a part of the 1st Mississippi Cavalry, was the other one. Her brother and probably 6 or 8 cousins were all members of that same troop.
That's kind of like fought for all, except he didn't make it.
Yeah. He came home and he was hunting. This country was about like Vietnam, as I can understand it. You see...
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when we were in Vietnam, we controlled the big cities.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the Viet Cong controlled the countryside.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's exactly the way it was. The Union controlled the levee, the river, the road up and down there. They patrolled it. They occupied Greenville. They occupied strong points along the river, but it was a friendly populace. And these men would come in and out on leave and home just like you'd go home at night. Because a man with the fastest horse could always get away. See, all you had, they didn't have any air observation. They didn't have any planes or anything. They had horses. And if your horse was faster than a 10,000 men horses down there, you could still get away. And all that you had to do was somebody tell you they're coming, and he'd go hide in the bushes. And they'd go by and never know you were there. Nobody would tell on you. So this boy, Bert Worthington, was home on leave and had been hunting all day and with his dog. And he came in, and one of the slaves ran in and said the Yankees were coming. And it was a cavalry patrol from Skipworth Landing in Issaquena County. It was a black patrol led by a white officer. And this boy, Worthington boy, ran out in the backyard and into the pasture and hid in some bushes. And his dog followed him out there and barked and you know how dogs do. And these black troopers went out there and found him, and he surrendered, and they shot him and wounded him. And they started to knock him in the head, and before the officer found out that they had killed him, or they had shot him after he surrendered, and the boy's mother and younger brother Sam got all down on top of him just where they couldn't hit him. And the officer came up, and then they took him in the house, and he died about 24 hours later. So that was 4 or 5 miles up the road, and this girl that was writing about this was her brother, married a boy off this cliff. So that's where the connection was. And she just wrote in this diary about everything that happened and all these people.
That's fascinating.
It really is. It ought to be published. Matter of fact, I told you I'm giving a program tonight.